This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning and welcome back. This is BFM 89.9, 7:37 in the morning. I'm Koo Soo Chung, joined by Wong Xiaoning. In about half an hour, something interesting is going to happen.
Yes.
Yes.
This morning on The Breakfast Grill, I will be having a chat with Tan Sri Jamaluddin Ibrahim of Axiata Group, the chairman. Now, he's got almost 40 years of ICT experience. Of course, he helmed two of Malaysia's largest telco companies, but he's calling it a day. So in his tenure, which ends in December, I'm going to be asking him about the future of the telco business, corporate governance, fintech, and of course, 5G. So tune in, and that's going to be happening after the 8:05 news bulletin.
That one must listen. No question about it.
Yeah,
no question about it. Okay, from Malaysia, we swing stateside, and Tesla wrapped up its biggest week in 3 months last week. News that the electric vehicle maker will enter the S&P 500 in December, and that sparked a global buying frenzy throughout the electric vehicle sector. Tesla shares hit at $508 last Thursday, closed Friday at $490, and it was the best performing stock in the NASDAQ 100.
Yeah, so last week's 21% advance marked the company's strongest performance since August 21st and has pushed its market value over $470 billion. So the big question, of course, is does Tesla share price still have legs? And what's the significance of this inclusion into the S&P 500?
Just as well then, we've got Daniel Ives, Managing Director for Equities Research for Wedbush Securities, on the line with us. Now, Dan, thanks for talking to us. Why was Tesla included this time round by the index committee at S&P when it was snubbed in September?
Yeah, I mean, if you go back to early September, that was a head-scratcher that they didn't get in then. And I think ultimately it was really profitability. They needed to show the continued profitability path, which they showed the flying colors this past quarter. And ultimately, that was really the silver bullet for S&P to let them in, as you know, that just, in our opinion, removes a little bit of an overhang that was over the stock over the last few months with the red ink in the rearview mirror.
And Dan, we already know that Tesla's gone up 21% last week, but do you think it still has legs? Because if we look at Yahoo as an example, their share price jumped 64% between the announcement and actual inclusion. And I gather this is only happening for Tesla on the 21st of December?
Look, I think in terms of the EV market, we're going into a golden age for EV players across the board. And that's not just in China, across Europe and domestically in the US. Tesla right now in the EV market, it's Tesla's world and everyone else is paying rent. And I think we're just in the early days of penetration. We have a $1,000 bull case, $560 price target. To me, this is still sort of in the early innings of playing out in terms of EV. And I think the stock continues to move higher.
Dan, what are the catalysts from a battery perspective or from a vehicle perspective that might move the needle for ultimate mass uptake? I know that Tesla paid $200+ million to buy Maxwell some weeks ago. I think there's some issues in terms of battery efficiency there. What are kind of like milestones to watch where Tesla's vehicles are concerned?
Yeah, and ultimately, battery technology is, of course, that's the hearts and lungs. That's what really separates Tesla, I think, from other EV players. As they talked about Battery Day a few months ago, I think the big thing is going to be reducing costs. You know, ultimately, they could reduce costs on core battery pack by 50% over the coming years. And that innovation, we're seeing a lot of that come out of Giga 3 in Shanghai. That's going to be the key, not just from a miles perspective in terms of what you're getting per charge, but in terms of the cost structure. And I think that's all going to flow to the bottom line. And that's something I think we're going to see over the coming, call it 12 to 18 months, come out of Giga 3 in terms of some of those battery innovations.
Yeah, with this inclusion in the S&P 500, in the S&P, might this also spark a listing frenzy for other unlisted EV makers? I mean, for example, Rivian.
Yep. Well, I think right now there's a strong appetite among investors on Wall Street for EV. And I mean, I think you've seen that with some of the Chinese players like NIO and Li Auto and others in terms of that frenzy. And I think Rivian's a good example. I mean, they have, I think, a pretty significant opportunity on the pickup truck side, as well as just overall EV, especially as they're moving into Europe and other areas, you know, over the, call it, next 6 to 9 months. And I think what we're really seeing is, look, today, take a step back. 3% of global autos are EV. We think that goes to 10% in the next 4 years. And it's not just Tesla. It's going to be other automakers and other EV players that benefit from what could be an $800 billion opportunity over the next decade.
Okay, Dan, just one quick question, though. And you mentioned it slightly just now, where you said that everyone else is paying rent and Tesla's the only one. But I still try to understand why this justifies the very expensive valuations for Tesla.
Well, I never viewed Tesla as an automaker in terms of how it should be valued. I believe it should be valued as a disruptive technology player. And I think that's part of the valuation, is that investors are looking at, okay, what is it? What does the EV market look like over the next 3, 5, 7 years? What could Tesla potentially produce? 1 million units by 2022? If they can, what's the valuation and what the multiple is? And I think that's what you're seeing. EV makers, they're not trading at auto multiples. They're trading at disruptive technology multiples. And I don't see that changing in terms of what we're seeing for just an insatiable appetite for these EV players in terms of where the adoption curve is.
All right, Dan, thanks so much for your time. That was Daniel Lives, Managing Director for Equities Research for Wedbush Securities. Up next is Dr. Hamidin Abdul Hamid, Research Fellow at the Ilam Centre for all the latest political developments, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.